time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And not Charlie Evers today. It's Scott Spears and Glenn Coble sitting in for Charlie Evers as he's out today with vertigo. Possibly back tomorrow, if not back on Monday. So get well soon, Charlie. We know you're out there listening.
I love singing his theme song.
Well, I was going to say, you were getting down there with Charlie's theme song.
He hates mine.
And when he imitates it, it's very funny.
Yes, it is.
How does he do it?
I can't.
No, he doesn't. It's like a moan.
Well, that's kind of the way the song is.
Is it?
Yeah, it's kind of bad. And it's not edited very well either.
I asked you if you wanted a new song.
No,
you
I
said
like
no.
it. I want it.
Gee whiz. Okay. We're filling in because Charlie's got... Did I say that? Yeah. I think I did. Yeah. This isn't Tom Brokaw here. This is informal. We've done our coronavirus update for this morning, so we're moving right along today. And we're playing the old Family Feud.
I like it. We got all the answers. And most of them I had no idea.
So let's see if we're good this time. We have 6 correct answers this time. Out of 100 people surveyed... The answers are, we don't know, but here's the question. Name something that breaks down.
I do.
There you go. After this show today, all of us. Name something that breaks down. 5 right answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that breaks down. 100 people surveyed, and we've got 6 answers. Does anybody know what they could be?
I'm writing the ones that I think.
You're testing over there.
I'm wondering if anybody will think this. The one I just wrote down is really stupid, so I'm not going to say it.
Well, there are a lot of things that could break down.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a few things that could break down in the course of a life. Go ahead, caller.
Your car.
Your car is number one.
Ah,
number one answer. 44 people said your car could break down. You've got it. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
That is the number one answer. Name something that breaks down. Car was number one with 44. What are the other 5? 5 other things that break down. What are they?
Mine was related to that. And I'll tell you at the end, if it isn't one of the things, I'll tell you what it was. But my car, you know, nice thing about the newer cars, they don't break down as much.
Not as much. They'll go for about 300,000.
But when they do break down, this is expensive.
Oh, you're not going to go out there under the hood and tinker.
No.
Remember when you would drive down the side of the road and somebody would have the hood up fixing their car?
Yeah.
No more. You're not going to get that done. Go ahead, caller.
You're washing machine.
A washing machine. No, not your washing machine.
Oh, mine does.
Not a refrigerator, then.
Not a refrigerator.
Holy cow, he's named 2 really good ones.
Hey, thank you. No, not the washing machine and not the refrigerator. What?
Oh, my.
Who would have thought we'd ever said that?
I don't know.
It's not the washing machine and it's not the refrigerator.
And both of mine have broken down.
Name something that breaks down. Number one answer was car with 44. What are the other 5? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Name something that breaks down.
My knee, my hip.
Body parts.
Yeah, body parts.
Body parts break down. They certainly do. That is for sure. Let's see if we have a correct answer here. Go ahead, caller.
How about your health?
You know,
well, that's part of it.
Body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Body is number two.
Oh, 20, well.
22 people said the body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying when I said my hips.
Your knee, your hip, yeah. Your ankle. Yes.
My entire body.
Number two is body with 22 people saying your body breaks down.
You know, I knew what when I was getting old by the fact that I tried to run.
Oh, no.
And you can't run anymore.
What happens?
Your legs just don't do it.
You know, when Charlie, 6 years ago, started at the station, he was still riding his bicycle, but yeah. I think that has gone by the wayside.
Yeah, it might have.
Oh. Go ahead, caller.
How about the furnace?
The furnace. Oh. The furnace is not there.
Oh, my
no,
goodness.
No, not the furnace.
This must be Bob, and Bob, that was a great answer. I can't believe it's not there.
Thank you, Bob. Not the Bob was going. I didn't realize it. And the next call is coming. Go ahead, caller.
How about your mower?
Oh,
the
yeah.
mower, not the mower. The mower's not on the list.
Boy, these are all great answers.
Okay. It is not the mower.
Now I went to an electric mower because we were trying to be green. And it seems not to have the problems that my old gasoline ones had.
Have you ever run over the cord yet?
Yes, I did. But yeah, the extension cord I did.
Yeah, that'll put you out.
That kind of pops and makes a spark.
Oh, yes, it does. And then don't grab the cord while it's still plugged in.
No,
you got to do something different there.
I'm stupid, but I'm not that stupid.
People do that.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Oh, they're nuts. And then they duct tape the cord back together. Go out and finish their yard.
Oh, my.
Because you don't want a half-done yard.
No, you don't.
You can't have a half.
You have a half-done person.
Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
How about your TV?
Your TV is number six. Only two people, though, said your television. But your television is right. You have got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, if he had given that answer 30 years ago, I think it would have been a lot higher because 30 years ago, you still had a television repairman, maybe 50 years ago.
But don't TVs still break down?
You throw them away. I mean, they're so...
But they still break down.
Yeah, but...
I didn't say name something you have to repair.
Well, that's true.
Just name something that breaks down.
Yeah.
Your TV, number six. So we still have one, two, three in the middle there. Three. We got three. We need three. Name something that breaks down. We don't have three, four, or five here. We've got car, we've got body, and we've got television. What is something else that breaks down? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. What breaks down?
Boy, other than those things, and everybody's giving things that I would have thought would have been on the list, like the lawnmower and stuff like that.
Furnace and washing machine
yeah.
and the whole bit. Go ahead, caller.
How about your hot water tank?
Not your hot water tank.
Another great
not
answer.
On the list.
I've had that one break down, too.
Hot water tank did not make the list. What is something that breaks down? Does anybody know?
Now, does the hot water tank break down before it starts leaking or the other way around?
I think partial. Partial in the middle. Go ahead, caller.
How about the computer?
The computer is number three.
Great answer.
17 people. You got it.
Yeah,
thank you.
The computer breaks down, the world breaks down.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, call the cops and the neighbors. You've got it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, I thought people would get computer. That was one I was thinking.
That went right over my head.
I thought that would have been higher up on the list because we have computer repair people now
yeah,
where we don't
do.
Have television repair people anymore. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The air conditioner.
Not the air conditioner, but that's a good guess.
Well, you don't want that breaking down in the middle of our summers.
No, not Indian summer either.
No.
Do you get Indian summer in the fall? Is that when you get Indian summer?
I think so.
Yeah, I think
so.
That's when Indian summer. I don't know why that's called Indian summer.
I don't either. Good question.
Google
it.
Is it Native American summer yet?
I don't
Go ahead, Gottler.
Air conditioner?
Not the air conditioner. No, that's a good guess, though.
Yeah, that's the opposite side. Well, yeah. Okay,
same
I'm going
to
look it up.
That's the 30-second delay yeah. playing in there is what happened there. We got two air conditioners. Name something that breaks down. We've got two answers left. We've got car, body, computer, and television. What is something else that breaks down? Think about it. Go ahead, caller.
Relationships?
You are close. You are very close.
She's got to be right on.
You're very close.
The marriage.
It's not marriage, but the next two answers have more to do with the type of things you're talking about.
Okay, well, I tried.
You tried hard. I like those answers.
That's where the next two answers, they're not things like televisions or computers or, you know, they're more, what was her first, it was marriage and relationships.
Yeah,
those break all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you'll recall, maybe 2 months ago, well, in December, I had my 50th wedding anniversary, and I mentioned it on the air. And I had a lot of people amazed that it went that far, and I did a little show of why it went that far. And then I also had a lot of people email me and say I was full of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That relationship broke down. Go ahead, caller.
A nervous breakdown?
Oh,
that's a good one. That's not on the list, but that's a very good answer. Yeah.
It even has breakdown in its name.
We're all headed toward nervous breakdowns right now with...
Yikes.
Yeah, out there.
Yeah.
After listening to the 9 o'clock hour this morning, I about had a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, yeah.
I was very close on the edge. Go ahead, caller.
How about communication between each other?
Communication is number four on the list. Seven people.
Yeah, that was the one that was close to divorce.
Very close.
Right?
Says communication. Yeah. You've got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
One answer left here. Name something that breaks down. Now, this is a strange one, but it got as many as television. This has something to do with, I'm going to say, politics. Okay. Name something that breaks down.
Okay.
Has to do with politics, in a way.
Somebody's nose after they get punched.
Is that what you do? When the election's over and you don't win, you plop them right in the nose. Name something that breaks down, and it has kind of a political overtone. Does anybody know? A lot of times you'll hear people say there's been a breakdown in this.
Okay.
You'll hear a politician say that. You'll hear a president say that.
Well, we've already had the word communication, so that can't be
right. It's not a breakdown in communication, but it's a breakdown in communication can cause this.
Okay.
So it's a breakdown in what? Name something that breaks down that would have a political overtone that you would hear a president, most likely a president, not a local politician. You would say a president would say, we're having a breakdown in what? 740-383-9944.
It's amazing how smart our audience is. Yeah. Now, you and I have talked about sometimes our audience is not very smart at all, or maybe they just don't want to play along. But when you get questions like this, I'm amazed at how smart they are.
Oh, very good answers.
Yeah.
And you got to understand, it's a blind call.
Yeah.
So you got to get that in there. Go ahead, caller.
A breakdown in negotiations.
You know, close. A breakdown in negotiations with who? And I might give this one.
Negotiations, boy, I don't know.
We're very close.
Politician know.
We're very close.
Boy, I love and marriage.
Well, we've had that problem in politics.
That's right, that's happened before. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay,
that's close though.
Yeah. Okay.
A breakdown in.
Are we splitting hairs now, Scott?
Well, I don't. Okay. What was the answer again?
He said a breakdown in negotiations.
Negotiations. Yes, this is a breakdown in negotiations. But it's specific to something. Okay. Who would we be having a breakdown in negotiations with?
North Korea.
Let's see what we got here. Gonna fill in the gaps, and we'll see if we get the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
There's an old saying, why can't we just get along?
I love that.
That is true. But who are we trying to get along with?
Ah.
Well, the president's trying to get along with his cabinet, and he's trying to get along with the Republicans and the Democrats, and it's almost a wall you keep running into.
We're switching on to my show topics.
this is close, but not a cabinet, not Democrats, not Republicans. It would be something that breaks down negotiation-wise. That a president would have, but those would not be the people.
okay.
Thank good guess, right. though. Thank you.
Well, it's obviously not the one I wrote down to start this off with. I thought the very first thing I thought of was motor oil.
Motor oil.
But
oh, yeah.
That kind of ages me.
Yeah, they used to be commercial, didn't it?
It could be.
The breakdown of motor oil is blah, 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 blah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, I noticed the little sticker they put in your window that tells you when you have to have your next oil change. It used to be 3,000 miles. My last one was 8,000 miles.
Well, we've upped it.
Yeah.
There's not such a breakdown in motor oil anymore. Go ahead, caller.
How about policy?
Policy with who?
Politics,
I don't know those.
just in policy of the.
I'm with our listener. I think you're cutting too many hairs.
who would the United States have a breakdown in policy with?
Anybody don't like.
Well, you know, I'll give the answer here because it's because policy and negotiation are not in the word. But name something that breaks down foreign relations.
Oh yeah.
So
sure.
Yeah, if any foreign relation.
So I was right when I said North Korea.
You were right when you said North Korea. Absolutely.
All
right,
thank
right.
you guys.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Well, we've got all those. Name something that breaks down. It was car, body, computer, communication, foreign relations. And a television.
Boy, and our fans are actually doing it in perfect timing as we almost come up to a break.
We're coming up to a break here in 1 minute, and we'll come back with another topic here. And what will our next topic be on this cavalcade of interesting family feud type of things here?
With your recent Facebook posts, I think we ought to talk about girls.
You think we should? They are around.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like girls.
Oh, well, you're married for 50 years.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I like her a lot.
I would think that it would have to. So what was your bad feedback on that?
You mean about being married for 50 years?
Yeah.
Well, people thought I was criticizing people that got divorces.
Oh, that's
right. And I really wasn't.
No. Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming back in 30 seconds, so here's the topic. Think about it during the little timeout here. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class. Name something you haven't done, and it's radio. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class. Oh, Charlie,
you.
You're going to have to get back here. Charlie. Coming back here in about a minute and a half. Don't go anywhere with the question. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion Native and Marilyn Meskey?
I heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears and Glenn Coble back here, 31 minutes past the hour, filling in for Charlie Evers, who is out with vertigo today, maybe back tomorrow, maybe back the day after, but he will be back. And we're getting a call here, so let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, is, what's his name, Glenn Coble there? Information for him. He asked me a while back when I was up there.
Glenn Coble is listening to you. Go
I'm
ahead.
Listening.
Hey, tell him to get his paper and pencil out.
I got it.
He asked me about getting the soil test.
And yeah.
I talked to a guy up here at the fertilizer where I used to work up at the Morrill Fertilizer.
Yeah.
His name was Brian or Eric. He said you can call up there and talk to him, and their number is 465-3251. That's the number here in Morrill.
Okay, and that's at the Morrill Company?
Yeah, same area code as you got down there.
All right, Morrill Company.
He said they do for individuals.
Okay, cool. Very good. Yeah, I had talked to him about, I tried to get my soil tested, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and a local feed company was offering it for free, so I took the stuff over to and never heard back from them, and now they're out of business. So thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. I'll give him a call.
Ask for a guy named Brian. Or Eric.
Or Eric. Okay.
All right.
I got you. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Our devoted listeners, as they were.
Yeah, and that wasn't even response to your question.
No, and it came right there after the break there. Well, here maybe it's a response to a question.
All right.
Or something else you never know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you were talking about what I couldn't remember, what I last gym in high school there.
Yeah, the question is, name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Okay, there's a couple things. One was the old dreaded jock strap.
Oh, well.
I remember that all too well there. And another one was the balance beam. Oh, boy.
Oh, the balance beam was rough.
What a nightmare that was.
Get a broken rib on the balance beam.
I was just getting up there, just get started.
You know, oddly enough, neither one of those is on the list.
Is that right? And the balance beam, some of them are 4 feet off the ground. You fall to your death.
Break your neck.
Yeah. Even 2 inches is too much for me.
Yeah. Exactly. Broken ankles.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Those are good answers.
They are good answers. But the question is, name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
I have one, but I'm certain I can't say it on the air.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 answers to this one.
And I hope my wife isn't listening.
Oh, man. What are 9 things?
Wow.
9 right answers here. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class. What is that?
Obviously, gym class has something to do with this. It can't be just,
well,
you haven't
title.
Done since high school.
Yeah, it happened in gym class.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
How about exercise?
You know, I think that...
Jumping jacks and stuff like that.
Yeah, exercise. That's the last... Number, 2 people said that they have not exercised since high school gym class. Thank you.
Jumping jacks. I remember jumping jacks.
Out of 100 people surveyed, 2 said they had not exercised since high school gym class. That is correct.
Actually, I like jumping jacks a heck of a lot better than toe touches.
Oh, yeah, toe touches.
Oh,
where you had to bend over, bust your back.
Oh, yeah.
Get a broken spine, shin splints, all those things. Go ahead, caller.
You got to get them on the air.
Oh, man. Call back. 740-383-9944. I lost you. Give me a ring back.
Got to be faster with the fingers there.
You know, this machine is too far away from where we are. Go ahead, caller.
How about dodgeball?
Basketball?
Dodgeball. Basketball.
Dodgeball, yeah.
Dodgeball?
I haven't played
dodgeball. Dodgeball is number 2.
All right.
23 people have not played dodgeball since high school.
Yeah, that's not something you go out and play very often.
Right.
Thank
Great
you.
Great answer.
Yes, dodgeball was number 2 with 23 people saying they had not played dodgeball since high school gym class.
I wonder if more people have played it since that movie that came out, Dodgeball.
What was that about?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it was about dodgeball, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was a stupid, one of those stupid films by one of those stupid comedians.
So you give it 4 stars.
I gave it 4 stars.
4 stars,
thumbs
dodgeball.
Straight down.
Holy mackerel. Okay, we don't have the number 1 answer yet this time.
That's interesting.
Oddly enough.
I think I know it.
Go ahead, caller.
Tumbling and square dancing.
Oh, square dancing. I remember that.
You know, let's see here. Tumbling and square. I do not see either one of those on the
goodness,
list.
Oh, my goodness. That's got to be on there. The square dancing. That was the only thing I ever remember that I hated.
Why did you do that in gym class?
Because the teacher was lazy.
Is that what it was?
She put a record on it.
You put the record on. And everybody had the record.
Yeah.
You had to take the little hand and put it on the old record and have a lot of fun with square dancing in gym class. Name something
that
you haven't done since high school gym class. Does anybody know?
I know the number 1 answer, and I haven't looked at your list, and I'm not going to say it.
You do?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
What is it?
No, I'm not going to say
I
it.
I'm not going to say if you're right or wrong.
I'll write it down and
show it to me, because I don't think you're right on this one, because I know the number 1 answer.
Okay.
Okay. What haven't we done since high school gym class? Go ahead, caller.
How about push-ups?
Push-ups are number 3 on the list.
Oh, I hated
21 push-ups.
I'd like to say something else too.
Please.
How about taking a shower?
Oh. That was the one that I thought was number 1.
You haven't taken a shower since high school gym class?
No, but
I was referring to some of them in school. They didn't want.
You didn't want to take a shower.
Oh, you mean a public shower?
Yeah, because we were naked in front of other people.
Well, that's how most people shower.
We had a young man that refused, and he showered in his underwear.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. And we had the same thing in the Army, too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And that they didn't like the way we give them showers.
Yeah.
How did you give them showers?
I don't remember my showers in the Army.
You know what those old scrub brushes look like?
Oh, boy. Yikes. I don't remember showering in the Army. I'm sure I did, but I don't remember it.
How long were you in the Army?
3 years.
Never showered.
Well, yes, I did after I got out. I'm thinking of basic training.
I bet, boy, when you got off the plane, people stood back.
Well, they did anyway, because when I got off the plane from basic training, they had just shown Barbarella
Barbarella.
Okay, watch out. Here comes Glenn.
Yeah, that's what he
said. Thank you, caller. Showering, not on the list.
I can't believe that. That's the one I thought was number 1.
But it's something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Well, I think both the caller and I meant
public
showering, publicly.
Showering in public.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope, that's not there. Name something.
Ooh.
I didn't make them up. I didn't do the survey. There's one that's kind of close to that.
Okay. All right.
But I'm going to split hairs on it.
Okay.
It's not showering in public.
Okay.
Name something you haven't done since high school gym class. And we don't have the number 1 answer yet.
Come on, Bueller. Tell us.
740-383-9944. Does anybody know what went on in high school gym classes that you would not have done since? Interesting.
I keep thinking of all these answers I can't say.
Were you doing those things in gym classes?
Oh, we were terrible in gym class. I was lucky. I was an athlete, so I didn't have to take gym class in high school. But in grade school, there were some nasty stunts played in the showers.
Well, this is high school gym class.
I missed out on everything.
Name something you have not done since high school gym class.
Okay, my answer is high school gym class.
You haven't done high school gym class. I can't believe we don't have number 1, because this is usually something that they ask you to do right away in high school gym class.
Huh.
Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday morning. A lot of these things have to do with, they're sporty things. Only one is not sporty, and it basically is along the lines of shower in public, but it's not shower in public.
Okay.
No, it's just something you would have done in high school gym class. What did we do?
Let me tell you a really short story.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to tell you this story because it happened when I was in grade school and I was thinking of showering. Well, you better get the phone first.
We'll go to the phones, as they say. Go ahead, caller. And they left us.
Well,
call us back.
They wanted to hear my story.
740-383-9944. Give us a ring back if that was you.
We were at the city championship. I played basketball. And there's the phone again. I'll get it.
Maybe. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, calisthenics.
Not calisthenics?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, warm-ups.
That's kind of like jumping jacks and that sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not calisthenics.
Okay.
No.
Well, anyway, we were playing for the city championship, and I guarded a guy at halftime, and he took the ball and dribbled down, and I kept trying to block him, and he put it go ahead. You better answer the call.
Go ahead, caller.
How about sit-ups?
Let's see here. I do believe that is here on sit-ups, crunches. 9 people said sit-ups and crunches.
I can prove I haven't done those.
Haven't
since
done
high
those
school.
Since high school. Thank you.
Good answer. Anyway, I got it backwards. I got the ball and I was dribbling down the court and this guy guarded me the whole way and I laid it up and I went in the basket and I wasn't a great shot, but it went in and we lost by 2 points because I put it in the wrong basket.
Oh, you went to the wrong side of the court.
I sure did.
Holy mackerel. Did you wonder why people weren't blocking?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about wrestling?
Let's see. Wrestling.
Hmm.
Wrestling is not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Oh, we did that
in junior and great in gym class, huh? Wow.
Yeah, we sure did that. Didn't matter if we wanted to or not. Sometimes we got into a wrestling match.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Oh, by the way, the guy that was guarding me when I shot in the wrong end, his name was Mike Warren. He was the black cop on Hill Street Blues.
Oh, really?
He was also an All-American at UCLA. Went 3 national championships. Played, I think, in the Olympics. And Mike is just a phenomenal. And I've met him since then. But he was a phenomenal basketball player all through his life. And he's the reason why I quit basketball when I went to high school.
He didn't need to guard you because you scored one for his team.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. He didn't need to guard you one bit. Go ahead, caller.
How about just running?
Oh, yeah.
Running.
I hated
Let's
running.
See here. You know what? Running, number one answer is run a mile.
Oh, wow.
Run a mile. 25 yeah. people said run a mile. Thank you.
We had to do that in basic training, and if you ran it in under 60 seconds or under 6 minutes, you got a 3-day pass.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I was lucky enough to get one.
Running a mile is usually the first thing that, you know, climb that rope and yep. run the mile.
Yeah.
Are the things that I remember from high school gym class. Why yep. they wanted you to do that, I have no idea.
And you did both of them while you were showering.
While you were showering. And that's why they stopped those things. If that's you, go ahead, caller. 740-383-9944. We lost you. Oh, man, we lost Jim. We need you back bad. Go ahead, caller.
I'm sorry.
740-383-9944. Does anybody know what is something you haven't done since high school gym class? Shower.
Well, they didn't let us make out when we were in gym class. I know that for sure.
Wasn't it males and that was...
Oh, no, we had... Yeah, I guess...
I hope you weren't... Well, to each their own, I guess.
In high school, we had girls. In the,
really?
Yeah. We didn't have the showers, though.
Well, I would hope not.
No.
Be a little rough back in those days.
Sex ed a little early.
Little early in the day. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
How about chin-ups?
Chin-ups. Let's see here. I do not see chin-ups.
Well, you know, another thing in basic training, you have that thing where you go hand over hand over hand.
Monkey bars.
Yeah. And if you scored a perfect score, you got another 3-day pass. And the only thing I couldn't do is that hand over hand thing.
Couldn't do the monkey bars?
No, and I didn't get another 3-day pass.
Here comes the break. Hold the line, caller. Hold the line. Kid, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears, Glenn Coble in for Charlie Evers today, who's out with vertigo, 46 minutes past the hour here. And the question is, name something you haven't done since high school gym class. 1, 2, 3, 4 answers still left. Somebody left us there. They called in before. I know, you left us. What's wrong with you? Call us back in.
We've already been called in.
How do you say that? Call back in now.
Yes,
call
there
us.
You, go. There
you can't
go.
Put us in that sentence.
Well, don't do it then.
But that's weird. That makes it grammatically incorrect. You could say call us.
Yeah.
But you can't say call back in and use the word us.
Call back in and us will answer.
Us can't speak very well. That's exactly how that goes. Go ahead, caller.
Push-ups.
Push-ups we already got.
Yeah.
Chin-ups.
Chin-ups we already got.
Yeah. Bob's done it all.
He's done it all. What have you not done since high school gym class? That's the answers we want to know. We still got one, two, three, four here. Are we going to get them in the next 13 minutes?
Well, we got 13 minutes. I bet we do.
You think?
I hope
I'm not a betting man on this one. 740-383-9944. What has something you have not done since high school gym class? Caller who we lost, call back.
Yeah,
you have to be out there. 740-383-9944.
There it is.
I hope so. I hope so. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Now, Scott, listen to this very closely now. Our gym teacher one time had us take off our shoes, and you know how slippery that gym floor gets when they get through sweeping and doing what they do. It makes it real slick. And they had us running around, I swear to God. I don't know how the school didn't get sued for that. Because yeah. There's a bunch of bumps and bruises.
Falling
everybody
on your
was falling.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it was some kind of a agility test or something. I never done that one again.
I think the gym teacher was just passing the time by.
Yeah.
He needed a laugh that day.
He needed a laugh.
He just sat up there and he just laughed. He just counted everybody who stood up and fell.
Forget the curriculum that day.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
All righty.
Speaking of that, I went to Valparaiso High School, one of the three high schools I went to. They kept throwing me out. No, they didn't really.
Because you didn't shower.
That's right. Well, I did, but I had my underwear on. But we went, we were required, or the basketball team was required to shoot 100 free throws at every lunch period. And you couldn't go out on the basketball floor if you had shoes on. So they required that we do it in socks, and you'd fall down while you're shooting baskets.
I can understand that. Go ahead, caller.
I got tug of war.
Tug of war. Tug of war is not on the list, but that's interesting.
Yeah, that's. I would have thought that would have been on there. We did that in basic training, too.
Not a tug of war. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class. Personal call there?
Yes. It came from the United States of America. You know that was a serious
call. Did it? Who would be calling you from the United States of America?
I don't know.
Holy moly.
I get those all the time.
From the United States?
It just says United States.
Well, at least you know where it's from.
Yeah, yeah.
They can breathe on you.
And you can decline real
quickly. You can decline it. 740-383-9944. 10 minutes left and 4 answers left. Name something you have not done since high school gym class.
Come on. You got
it.
Can't let me down, crowd.
Go ahead, caller.
How about volleyball?
Not volleyball.
Oh, yeah. We played volleyball a lot in gym. You know, what they play now is a lot of soccer instead of volleyball.
Soccer has become very popular. Yeah. Bowling has become very popular.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Schools have bowling teams now.
Oh, my. Okay.
This is a whole new day.
Yeah, that's what I did one whole semester rather than going to class.
Bowled?
I went and bowled.
Bowled, hung out in the bowling alley?
Yeah.
Bowling alleys used to be an interesting place.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed it so much so it took me 9 years to graduate. But
I could never get a spin on the ball.
Oh, well, I'll teach you how to do that.
You know how to do that?
Yeah.
How do you spin the ball?
Well, I can't show you on radio.
Why not? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how about that? The dread dodgeball.
Yeah, I think that was mentioned, wasn't
it? Yes, dodgeball was number 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
That was a great answer because it was right.
It was the dreaded dodgeball, as they say. Well, you could hurt some people with dodgeball.
You could get Voight right across your forehead if you got a hard to
Why
throw.
Did they use such hard balls?
I have no idea. Because
wouldn't it have been more difficult if they had used, like, sponge balls?
I think the teachers enjoyed the masochistic throws, yeah.
And you would always aim for the head. Why people
Absolutely.
Would aim for the head?
And it's better if you want to get them to aim for the body. It's
right,
wider,
but no, they'd go right for the head.
Yeah.
And you'd have some poor kid with glasses on, and that thing would smack him in the head, and the glasses would go flying, the kid would go down.
That's a bad teacher that didn't tell the kid to take his glasses off.
Take your glasses. But then you can't see.
Yeah, well, then
the ball hits you in the head anyway.
You get out real fast.
You know, I had a teacher one time who there were a couple kids who hated dodgeball,
mm-hmm.
and they played it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he took them to the side and he said, "Just take a ball." He said, "When one of the first balls go out, even if it take it, walk into it, hit your elbow with it, stick your arm out, and I'll call you out." I thought that was a nice teacher.
Yeah, that's a nice teacher.
Yeah.
The kid isn't learning much, but
well, what do you learn from dodgeball?
True. You don't. You,
how to kill somebody?
Yeah, you don't really learn much.
How to hit somebody in the head?
I do think that we should not have done away with the physical education in schools. Most schools or a lot of schools don't have it anymore.
We still have gym, don't we?
A lot of schools don't have it anymore.
All schools have
music,
gyms.
Getting rid of music, I think, is a big mistake.
Are you going to sing Charlie's theme song?
No.
Are you going to sing yours?
No.
We've got to hear them all.
I only sing if I'm paid.
If you're paid. There you go. 740-383-9944. The question is, name something you haven't done since high school gym class. Four answers. I don't think we're going to get them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
7 minutes
come left. Come on, crowd. You can do it.
What are the four answers? Name something you haven't done since high school gym class. 740-383-9944. What are those four things? Interesting.
Did somebody say the rope climb?
Yeah, I think somebody did say rope climb.
Yeah, that one I hated because you always got burns from coming down the rope.
I don't know why. What was that supposed to teach you?
How to climb a rope.
Yeah, but when have you ever climbed a rope in your life?
Well, and it also helped when you went out to climb the palm trees.
Really? Is that what it did?
Yeah.
I don't know what that whole
happened
rope climb
thing.
Happened
a lot in Indiana.
That rope climb thing was just, seemed to me to be
it was stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah. But it was fun to hit the bell at the top if you had a bell.
There were a lot of things in school that I don't really understand what the purpose was. What is that teaching you?
I have no idea, but that we did it a lot when I was a kid.
People do a lot of stupid things. That's what we've learned in life. But we don't have the answers here. But name something you haven't done since high school gym class. 6 minutes left to go here and four answers we don't have the answers for. 740-383-9944. Again, Scott Spears and Glenn Coble filling in for the ailing, vertigo-ridden Charlie Evers at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to mention also that I'm kind of toying with the idea. We have Swap Shop coming up right after this. And
there's
I'm,
a lady.
We have a lady that called in. We're probably going to, with people not wanting to go out and talk to other people in public and stuff like that, probably going to minimize that, or if not, just do away with it until we get to spring. So today I have some great questions about St. Patty's Day.
Oh, that's coming up on Tuesday.
I'm sorry, about spring. About spring.
Go ahead, caller.
How about attendance? Roll call.
Roll call is a good. That's not on the list, but that's a good answer.
Yeah, we've done roll call though at other places. I think most people
college.
Yeah, and if
the
you're,
army.
If you're in a business and you have some sort of meeting you're required to go to, sometimes they do a roll call.
They might do a roll call. Sure.
Boy, I wish I would quit getting all stopped up.
That is a powerful cough drop.
Yes, it
I
is.
I feel like I'm in the halls of medicine over here.
My wife hates that I use these halls of cough drops, but it's the only thing that opens me up.
I think it's opened me up, too. It's like being around a vaporizer.
You're sounding extremely well.
I feel like I'm around a vaporizer. No coronavirus here today. Name something you haven't done since high school gym
here
class.
Here you go.
Do we know? Let's see if we know. Go ahead, caller.
What about tetherball?
Oh, I miss tetherball.
Wow.
Tetherball
wasn't that the greatest thing ever?
Oh, I love tetherball.
Do you remember when a kid got an attitude and used to grab the rope and fling that thing?
Smack it hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tetherball's
we
not...
had one girl that was like a head taller than everybody else, and she...
That's not fair.
She was always the winner.
Yeah, like, of course.
Doesn't winning get old? Don't you want to let somebody else win?
Well, her arms were probably 6 inches longer than yours, too.
But I guess that's not on the list.
No, that tetherball's not there, but I appreciate it. Bringing back a good memory.
Well, you only played tetherball outside, didn't you? Or did
you
they know
in,
they
in,
had...
In my high school, they'd tie a fruitcake to the rope and throw that around.
Oh, goodbye, Scott.
No, that was at Charlie's high school.
That's what used to happen. I'll never forget a tetherball game once that... I'll tell this story. I was in it, and I hit the tetherball, and it went around once, and it... you know, because you got to get it to score.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's a, and it smacked the kid in the head.
Yeah,
and
it
knocked him down.
Oh,
and it came
kid.
Back and hit me in the head, knocked me down, but the propelling knocked it back in my direction, so I won.
Is that called a double play?
Double header. That's a double header.
Go ahead, caller.
What about the trampoline or the mats?
Oh, I wish we had had a trampoline.
Not the trampoline.
But the mats.
Good guess.
How about the mats?
Not the mats
the
either.
Gym
no,
oh,
no,
my.
No. Thank you.
Good call.
Not the trampoline or the mats. 3 minutes. I told you, 3 minutes left to go. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class. But boy, I remember that tether ball hitting me in the head. Man. All I could see was it going in the right direction, though.
You'll get anything for a joke.
Go ahead, caller.
That's
what
about tag?
Tag?
Not tag. No, not on the list.
That would go along with hide and seek. That's probably not
on the
list.
Hide and seek and tag. 740-383-9944. What's something you haven't done since high school gym class? 3 minutes left to go. And again, this has been the Charlie Evers Show. Charlie's out today with vertigo. So Glenn Coble and myself were sitting in. And Glenn will continue on for another hour.
Yep. And then I have lunch.
We don't know what show.
Well, we're going to do a swap shop, but...
we got to do a swap shop because that theme song will start playing.
Yeah, but I'm going to have a lot of questions about spring.
Now, how does Charlie... he sings it. Your theme.
I don't know. He hates it so much. I just think he plugs his ears.
He elongates it when he... Because I'll say, well, Charlie, it's time for your favorite theme song, Swap Shop, and he sings it a little bit.
He keeps telling me to hold on. Don't start the Swap Shop song until I get down to my car so I can listen.
You cannot miss the Swap Shop theme song. Absolutely not. Go ahead, caller.
About boxing.
Oh, boxing.
Not boxing, but that's a good guess.
Oh,
I used to box with tetherballs.
Yeah.
That's where my boxing came in.
They fought back, though.
I fought the tetherball, and the tetherball won. Who sang
that? Are you
going to
sing that?
Who sang that? Johnny Paycheck. All right, we got a minute left. Is anybody going to guess? Name something that you haven't done since high school gym class. And Glenn will be coming up next hour with Swap Shop. We've got the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. And, of course, all kinds of programming tomorrow on this station. We're not going anywhere. The coronavirus hasn't ran us off yet.
Not yet. You're going to listen. Yeah.
Yet.
You're going to listen to all your favorite Marion stuff right here on this station while you're harboring in your house.
Harbor. You know, somebody used the word last night. What did they say? Harem.
Yeah.
I enjoy your harem.
That's a group of women.
A group of women. I didn't think that was proper. You should say
harem. Well, it probably
harem.
Isn't.
Can't say harem. Go ahead, caller.
Track and field.
Track and field is not on the list.
Oh, that's got to be on there.
No, not on the list. I know. Thank you. We'll take one more guest today. One more guest. 740-383-9944. What's something you haven't done since high school gym class? There are four. I'll probably carry this over till tomorrow morning. This is the last guest today. Let's hope
it's good.
We haven't had a right answer for a long time. Go ahead, caller.
How about Ring Around the Rosie?
Not ring
around the
rosy. No. No ringing around the rosy. Well, we have had fun today, and tomorrow morning we'll continue that with the four answers you did not get from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Jeff Ruth calling in tomorrow from the NCAA tournament. We're going to find out what it's like with
nobody there.
What do we do?
He's actually calling from the Big Ten tournament.
Go ahead, what did I say?
NCAA.
Okay, whatever.
Caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Jump rope.
Not jump rope. Jeff Ruth will be calling in tomorrow morning, I believe between 9 and 10, from the Big Ten NCAA tournament in Indiana, I believe is where he'll be in. Ohio State plays tonight, so we'll get all that figured out. And tomorrow morning we'll find out what it's like with no fans. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I was going to say that other one, too.
Jump rope? Ring around.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. No, we're going to finish that tomorrow morning. Jeff Ruth will be along with us. Glenn Coble's coming up here in just about 10 minutes live here on the air. Stay tuned with him, audience. Have some fun like we've been having. I can't get off the air.
No.
This is not a good sign. Go ahead, caller.
How about dodgeball?
Dodgeball was number two. We already got dodgeball.
Oh, I didn't hear that. So.
Thank you. And again, if you're just listening, this was Charlie's show. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. He's got a case of vertigo, but he's got some medicine, and he'll be back, we think, tomorrow, but if not next week. But we'll be here We're going to have to cut it off at some point here,
yeah,
Glenn.
You are.
We're spilling. Go ahead, caller.
How about musical chairs?
Not musical chairs.
That's a good answer.
And that is it for the day. Glenn Coble coming up. Call him and ask him. He doesn't have the answers, but ask him.
I don't know.
Go ayahead.
For crayon? Oh, American Crayon Company? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to say that.
Anything can happen on WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Search for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH 7.1 FM supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road.